Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cardiac Kid highlighted, it does say players in the article. You said it, players. I didn't. I went through it way too fast. I thought it was... I thought it was...
We're
coaches,
back on the
staff.
Browns story here.
Yeah, sorry.
We just had Brady Quinn on, and now we're back to talking
Browns. We just had Brady Quinn on. It was great. He said it's easy to get under Ryan Day's skin in a joking fashion, but it was hilarious. I loved sitting back and listening to you two talk about the rivalry because, hey, you went to Ohio State. He went to Notre Dame. I'm the odd man out. So it was nice to watch that and to see it. Go listen to that interview, 92.3thefan.com. Laid it out for the Notre Dame fans that are out there. Laid it out how Notre Dame could get him. Played a little bit with the Michigan stuff.
Notice,
it was very, very good.
Notice, I haven't been that cocky. I've not been that cocky.
I guaranteed a victory. I got out of the shower this morning. I guaranteed a victory on Monday. I'm not an Ohio State fan, which some people thought I was trying to put the Maloik on you. I'm not.
Listen,
you'll win.
Will I be insufferable if Ohio State wins? Of course. That's college football. That's what you're supposed
to be. The best running back on the field. I thought you might take umbrage with that. You didn't.
Challenge. I mean, that run was nothing short of special against Penn State. Look, I at halftime thought that game was over. I was getting ready to go to bed. I'm like, that's it. This game is over. There's no way. Notre Dame's just, it's been a great year for Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman. The hard thing is, I like Marcus Freeman. Like, this was so much easier when I hated Brian Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So much easier. When Ohio State went up against them. In the Fiesta Bowl, it was easy. I despise Notre Dame. I like this team. I like this Notre Dame team.
It's true.
That'll end come Monday night, 7:30 or whenever they actually kick the ball off. That'll end abruptly. I will no longer appreciate and respect the Notre Dame team.
Still one of my greatest times I've ever had at Notre Dame. I've been on the campus twice, and the one was when you used the bathroom right next to me, and you never do, and it was one of the funniest things. I'll take that to my grave as one of the funniest moments of my life.
We were laughing out loud.
Because you came in chuckling, and I didn't know why you were chuckling. and then the noises that happened during it, I can't describe it. I'm not allowed to do it. It was unbelievable. If I ever see you guys if we ever do an event again, I will describe it in vivid detail if you want me to. One of the funniest moments I've ever been in my life with Lima at the University of Notre Dame campus. So in the article from The Athletic, Cardiac Kid pointed this out to me. Thank you very much for doing so. It says, according to multiple players, those mistakes weren't pointed out in film sessions. The mistakes that Deshaun Watson was making here. Frustrating at least a few veterans who believe Stefanski wouldn't criticize Watson in front of the team. I want you to get that Albert Breer ready. I know you do. When Jameis Winston replaced Watson after he had tore his Achilles in October, players said Stefanski returned to pointing out the quarterback's mistakes in film sessions. So that's anti-Watson. That's also anti-Stefanski.
Oh, it's big-time anti-Stefanski.
Yes.
We do not like hearing that. We had heard rumors of that. And now those rumors have turned into, you know, sourced stories.
Yeah, that can't
that
be
published.
Good.
That's
that
not good.
That can't be good.
Yeah, it's not good because we want to have the confidence that Stefanski can coach any type of player in any type of situation. And yeah, a lot's been thrown
at them. But my confidence has been shaken.
Yeah,
my confidence has been shaken because it's like, if I'm hearing from Charles Robinson, I'm trying not to get loud. If I'm hearing from Charles Robinson that Bill O'Brien had to call the offense from the sidelines in an NFL practice, you knew what you were getting into. So if you knew what you were getting into, like again, you could have just put the deal back together with Baker Mayfield and moved on, but you decided he wasn't good enough, and he may very well not be good enough. I think that I could turn this into a long-form thing, and I don't want to. I think that the freak out over Burrow and Mahomes and Allen led to those decisions.
That is absolutely true.
Because I think that then you guys played part in making this, but either way, you knew what you were getting into. If I can't just get mad if I have a player and he can't get from point A to B in a certain time, I have to figure out a way that he could get to C and we can make this work. So I don't give a damn. I can't sit there and blame Deshaun Watson for everything. He makes an easy scapegoat. He's the easiest scapegoat I think we've ever had.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our careers in Cleveland sports. I can't sit there and blame him for every single bleeping thing that's happened over the last 3 years, and I won't. There is a way out of this. Because I do say that until we are separated here, there will be a cloud that's cast over the city. It's cast over the fan base. Albert Breer was on Afternoon Drive yesterday, gave you a way out. Says that there is a clear path to voiding some of these guarantees here. Here's Albert Breer on Afternoon Drive. Go.
If they say, okay, we're going to investigate how this happened. Like, did this happen while he was training? Or did this happen on a boat somewhere? And if it happened while he was training, are we still willing to go after his money? Because if it did happen while he was training and it wasn't like a team-approved training activity, they still could go after it, which is an interesting kind of loophole in all of this, where anything that happens outside the facility can be deemed a non-football injury. But generally, teams aren't going to punish guys for rehabbing or training outside of their walls. It's a path, yes, to voiding his guarantees, but it's a path where, like, once you open the door, like, I don't think you can walk back what you've done. I think they're going to have to be careful about this, but certainly, like, there's a very clear path where it could wind up voiding his guarantees for sure.
Why would you have to be very careful about this? Here's the hitch.
teams are different levels of cutthroat, I'd say. Like, let's just say, hypothetically, like, if he retort because he was doing something dumb, that's something else, right? But, like, let's say he was at a rehab facility in Miami and that's how it happened, right? Then you go and you void his guarantees and you go after his money. Other players are going to see that. How are other players going to look at that? And if you're another player and you see that, you're making a lot less money than Deshaun, and you see that they did that, you're like, gee, like, okay, well, like, when I'm away from the facility now, if I get hurt, and when I'm away from the facility now, I'm not going to rehab that hard, because I got to be careful about it. I just think, like, that can be a tough precedent for a team to set. I think it's something you have to, like, kind of bear in mind if you're moving forward here.
So here's the issue I have. While it's been highlighted to me, and in the article it says players were frustrated by the lack of calling out Deshaun Watson, we could talk ourselves into saying, hey, the players would say, bleep it. That's his problem, not ours. That's not how it works with some players, with a lot of players. It's this has become increasingly adversarial between players and owners and teams in all sports over the last umpteen years. Basically throughout the entirety of professional sports. There's going to be a lot of players who look at that going, if they're willing to do that to him, are they willing to do it to me? Are they willing to do it to me? And that changes some things. That you are sending a very clear message. And remember who Deshaun Watson's agent is. The most powerful agent in the NFL, David Mulligetta. That would have ramifications to this. So I think any of us, when we hear about voiding the contract, I can't even run and I'm sprinting.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm telling you, we got to take this easy.
Am I wrong in that my assumption was always that the Browns told him to get out of here? Like, get out of here.
Okay, well, if they told him to get out of here, then you can't be voiding this.
That's what I mean. And it's just a theory. I have no intel or anything. Because all along, and I talked about this on Monday, my thought is there's no way Deshaun Watson would be stupid enough to risk a huge portion of guaranteed money by either not going through rehab the right way or going somewhere else and potentially doing something that wouldn't be considered on the company time, on the company clock. So there's no way he'd be that stupid. There's no way his agent and his team around him would be that stupid to allow him to risk that. So the reason he's not in Berea all the time is because the team said, we don't need this. Like, Deshaun, go enjoy your time off. And we'll talk football when the time is appropriate.
This is why, from what Albert Breer is telling us, I think it's more likely you go the insurance route. He goes on the IR. He misses 2025. Then you cut bait in 2026. You get the cap relief in 2026. The voids and things like that, you get cap relief then, obviously. I would assume. Wouldn't I assume? If you're voiding a contract, maybe. I'm not sure about that part. But I think a lot of people would throw their hands up, oh my gosh, we're done with him. That could have an effect. Because again, who his agent is. It's not like, it's not Kenny Carman, the agent. It's the most powerful agent in the NFL.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.